code generation. Learning programming is about setting yourself free from poverty, and more importantly, setting yourself free from the fear of poverty. We are placed into poverty on purpose, so that our politicians don't have to do much to make the nations go. In the future, forcing children to inherit poverty or live in poverty will be seen as barbaric and unethical, and the reason for an education and wars. It is impossible to learn while we are desperately poor. Self-education and knowledge is a masterpiece, a work of dreams, art, inspirations, and curiosities. You can't create masterpiece art when faced with living on the street, when being constantly out of money, or in debt and shame. And most tragically, suffering brain fog and unnecessary tiredness from simply not being able to justify the purchase of healthy foods, or being downright overworked to death. Poverty and fear of poverty placed upon us by political short-sightedness keeps us down, keeps us desperate, keeps us growing small. And politicians, in their incompetence, see that and call us Joe Sixpack. They see our crushing pressures as evidence that we don't want to aspire and rise, just want to stay small. Some may even see the ineffective standardized education slop that we are served as more than good enough, as we couldn't possibly pass more complex tests and classes. They will say their grades are already pretty low. They can't handle more than that. Having themselves memorized their way through high school and college, and now not being able to pass any of the tests that they crammed for. But schools don't actually teach. We don't actually learn in today's schools. We simply briefly come in contact with some easy-to-memorize shreds of disconnected concepts. And that is not education. That is memorization, acting, pretending, playing into the game that in the end hurts us the most. To learn for real is so different from what we get today that most teachers who themselves were exposed to fake education simply cannot handle it. Their response to accusations like these is a personal attack that begins with the words, "What's his problem?" Can't comprehend what humanity faces at all. The teachers are just as big of a victim of fake education as the rest of us. They just memorized what they need for their job. Because of their position and the unearned prestige, they will never examine results and ask if they worked. They will just pass class after class and retire. Let me show you real education. It works one subject at a time. The first and foremost subject being programming, as it is like a microscope and a simulation framework that helps students explore. The mathematical notation in the world of programming is incredibly simple and friendly when compared to what Newton scribbled in his notes. Students begin with an untyped language from the C family. Today, that is the ever-so-friendly JavaScript. Here, they will be able to move fast and learn code quickly. JavaScript will leave variable configuration and transpilation to other languages for AI. They learn programming in the browser with the aid of HTML and XML, yes, for application structure that they don't have to remember afterwards, and immediately make the jump to browser-based desktop applications where the browser UI is hidden behind their application. Their first project, a zooming user interface over a visual programming language that supports countless paradigms in Windows that they can then connect together. In one window, they have tools to build the tables of a database. In another, they design the UI for a database browser and simply connect the two realms together to make them work in tandem. Such zooming programs are their windows into the complexity of the universe. In other windows, they will have tools to manipulate the chemical bond. In other windows still, to connect to a database of molecules that they can now study at depth, both by interaction, simulation, and querying the AI. In another window with a pretty pixel-based game that shows how slow the speed of light is. This cute little pixel game is an explosion of connections to math, physics engines, electronics and joystick control, to star databases, and even AI pilots. It is a symbol of curiosity, and it is up to them to follow and make more connections. Every desktop is an expression of the student's uniqueness and personal curiosities, and an AI that offers the lessons and directions that fit that uniqueness perfectly. Personalized instruction. And here, in a school that believes in them, they make their own connections to higher ideals. Mind maps and concept maps with philosophical ideas. Simulations of congregations of AI personalities that create wiser nations and governments. With an aim set firmly on moral excellence and unity. The only direction that can lead the world towards real peace. There are no grades. The aim is not some imaginary graduation, but the building of a series of small companies until some of them stick. This is real education, where everything connects together, where every connection has a meaning, and where AI gives personalized education until some small startups help the students break away and rise on their own. You see, effective, functional, meaningful education will set an upward slope to their growing up. They will intuit one of the most important human truths, so obscured today, that to grow up means to grow all the way up, until each student becomes a great being.